Hey guys, Tim here. Wanted to jump in and give you an opportunity. You can support our show. I don't know if you know this, but the number one way podcasts spread and grow is through referrals. It's through people telling their friends, hey, I found this podcast and I love it and I think you'll love it too. And so if you've been listening to this show for a while and you love it, share it with your friends. Tell everybody you know about it. I'm sure a lot of you are already doing that, but maybe you're not. Send a link. Send us something out to one of your friends. All the apps make that super easy. Just share it. And if this is your first time listening to this show, do that too. Just give it a shot. Send it to some people. Act like you love it and then listen to it. And then maybe you'll regret it. Maybe you won't. Who knows? Maybe it pays off for you. But yeah, just go ahead real quick before this episode starts. Hit share. Tell your friends about it. And then that will go a long way to help this show grow and continue to be here for the next 70 years. We're not going to live that long.
Hey, man.
Hello?
We're starting.
Oh, shoot. Is that why you wouldn't come to the door?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Hold on.
We're shooting. We're
okay,
rolling.
I know. I'm running. Hold on.
If you can hurry up, man. We've been waiting for you.
Oh,
how was your flight?
I set my drink down outside the back door, and I left it. My big old water I had.
Oh. Do you need to go get it?
No.
Is it just sitting on the street downstairs?
Yeah, it's styrofoam. That's biodegradable.
Oh, I was going to say, I thought you meant like it was like a water bottle. What's she looking
at? Sucks, dude. Should have gone with the blue.
I knew you were planning that since last week.
Are we actually recording right now?
Yeah, we're rolling.
Time to waste. All right.
We set up a shotgun and everything to catch you. And like, there's a camera back there.
Where?
So back behind the screen. We caught you right when you walked in.
Okay. Wow, I wasn't doing a bit, man.
Yeah, me too. I was nervous about that. But yeah, we're
back to our small table. Okay. All right. Run the episode then. We're recording a lot today.
Have you ever heard of...
No, I haven't. Let's go. All right. Theme song. Sorry. I didn't know I didn't have time to settle in.
Hey, have you ever heard of Tycho Brahe?
I think it's called Taekwondo.
Say it again.
Taekwondo.
Tycho Brahe. Oh. Brahe? Tycho Brahe.
Tycho Brahe.
Tycho Brahe.
Okay. Have you heard of it? I don't know who that is. It?
Well, I guess it's a person. So it is a he, not an it. You're right.
All right. That's on you, dude. Paint the door too, or was it black?
No, that was the color of the door when we got it.
Oh, I don't remember anything about this room. I don't know, man.
We've got some decor coming along. I'm pretty excited.
Golly,
about it.
Dude, I don't even have time to like. I just came from the airport.
Yeah, how was it? How was your flight?
I don't have time to do anything. All right.
No, yeah, we're shooting. We're rolling.
I know we're going.
I like this. I don't know if we've commented on this yet in an episode.
Yeah,
but I do like this space. Because we can't even see Alex.
Yeah, we commented on it.
Did we comment on it?
Yeah, we did a whole bit about how he's in this closet.
Okay, cool.
You shut the door.
I'm happy we did.
Can you from your little app? You unlocked the door. Did you hear me knocking?
Yeah, I did.
Okay,
I did.
And then you were like, "Hey, press record." He's stuck out there.
Did your app not work?
No, I don't know. What that's what I'm saying. I go downstairs and figure it out.
How'd you
from your app? Can you set the thermostat a little cooler in here? This hoodie's hot.
Yeah. I don't know why you wore that.
Because I was on a flight. It's super comfy.
Was the flight cold?
You planes usually are. Hold on. They're either freezing cold or boiling hot. Zero in between.
What do you want the temperature at?
I don't know.
It's
53.
Currently set to 23 degrees Fahrenheit. I don't think it's working.
Oh, gosh dang it. All right. Thank you. This is what we need a PA for. Alex, would you go set the thermos? I'm joking. All right. We got new lights and new stuff. Okay, go on with the episode. Taekwondo. Tycho.
Brahe.
Tycho Brahe.
Tycho Brahe.
Tycho Brahe.
So Tycho Brahe, he was a scientist in the late 1500s, known for astronomy.
Okay.
And I should note, astronomy, not astrology.
but maybe a little astrologist, astrologic,
astrologic. Okay.
Here's, I'll just show you, here's our guy, Tycho Brahe. That's what he looks like. Here's another depiction of him.
okay.
Pretty similar. And then,
really defined mustache is that.
Here's him with his nose.
is it his actual nose? Like his like mummified nose
or
something?
No, it's like a bust.
It's like a bust? It's like a bust of his nose. It's a nose bust.
It's a nose bust, yeah.
That's an option?
Yeah, you can't just
if you're just if you're poor, you can't do the whole head.
You can do any part of you if you're whatever you want.
Really?
Let me just get a cheek. You can do that.
I can get one cheek made as a bust, is what you're saying?
Yeah, if you want one cheek, you can put that in the living room.
I do want, but if I want both cheeks.
No, that's too expensive. let's talk about Tycho.
Okay.
So Tycho, he, I ran my speakers through my back and I, here we go, that'll work. Tycho, he was born in 1546, December 14th, 1546. Okay. To parents who were royal heirs, kind of.
We've been keeping the calendar that long, you know, December 14th, 15th, whatever.
Yeah.
Just time keeps going, you know? It's just, we've been keeping the calendar for so long.
It is kind of peculiar if you think about it, that it's like someone wrote all this down.
Yeah.
Or at least like described it enough where we could guess, you know?
What do you mean?
Like if they didn't write down particularly. No, what happened?
Oh, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, like his birth certificate. Like I guess they had birth certificates back then. Did they have? See, I don't know how we know this. Like how do we know when his birthday was? Are there archaeological records of?
That's what I'm saying. The calendar just existed so long ago.
He is an important guy, so it makes sense that we would know from him.
He's important?
He's very important, actually.
I can tell by the character, the second character, the drawing you drew.
I did draw this.
Showed of him.
Yeah. This looks like an important person.
This is because he's got to be a person in power because the
column.
They're making fun of him.
Oh.
Because of what, you know?
Oh.
Unless that's like, unless he's like, I really like this. This is exactly
this
what
is
I look
his
like.
Style.
But you know what I'm saying? Like, it's a character.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I've got caricatures of me.
Yeah. Oh, what? Think, from a theme park?
Do you think I'm in power?
When you sit down in a theme park and you pay that person to draw a caricature of you, yes, you have so much power over that person.
That is privilege.
You know? That is something that you have the time to go to a theme park. This is true. If you go to a theme park and you sit down and you get the character drawing, that means
$25.
You're willing to spend 45 minutes getting drawn by a dude.
Yeah.
All right. And
it's
saying,
not like it's a great drawing.
And my theme park experience, because we were not like well off like you, I guess, was we don't have time to do that. We have to maximize our experience at this theme park because we paid a lot of money to be here.
Okay.
And so we brought our own peanut butter and jelly sandwiches that we're going to eat in line. No one eats any of the park food because it's way too expensive. And then if you go to the bathroom, we also have a separate backpack for that. We don't waste any time.
So what you're saying is when people say check your privilege,
yes.
You check your stack of caricatures and see how many you got and where you got them.
Yes.
Wow. Dang, I'm pretty privileged then.
Yeah, I know.
I've got a lot of caricatures of me. What about...
What are you talking
what
about?
What about ones
Why
that
do
I
you have
drew?
A lot of caricatures of you?
That's something my parents liked.
Like, all right.
Whenever we would go
we
to a fair...
We should put stuff
on
these shelves, you think?
I put a couple things, but yeah, I ran out of time.
This is giving very...
hey, we're under construction.
20-year-old kid in his first apartment.
We're
kind
under
of
construction
thing.
Here. We're still... This was just kind of the stuff we had lying around.
The kid's got a girlfriend, so he starts to decorate a little bit, but he doesn't have a lot of money or stuff, so it just kind of looks
just
like...
Kinda, it's just, oh, look, I got this Obama action figure. I'll put that up.
Yeah. My great aunt gave me this vacuum lamp. All right.
Oh, by the way, did you see I learned how to turn on the light? Bro!
Oh, I didn't know it did that.
Neither did I.
Where are our extenders?
They're somewhere. I don't know.
That would solve this problem.
I think they're actually in that drawer back there.
I thought that when I sat down.
Yeah. Well, I thought when we put this up, when we hooked this up.
You were setting it all up. You got here and you were like, oh, shoot, he's outside. He's outside. He's outside. I got to do a bit right now.
Well, honestly, we're closer to it now. And so I was like, I don't know if we need him. Turns out that was wrong. We can add it. Anyways, so Tycho Brahe is Brahe. It feels like it should just be Brahe.
We'll get there.
Kinda.
Get rid of your picture.
Oh yeah, you're right. He's kind of a person of power. He was born into a noble line, mm-hmm. And so his parents were Adi and Bidi Brahe.
Bidi's a good 1500 names that needs to make a comeback.
Bidi, you want to bring that back?
Yeah.
Yeah. Name your kid. I'm not sure if Bidi's how you pronounce that.
Bidet.
But they were. They were a part of the like noble royal court in what country is this?
Denmark. I can't wait to see how this goes.
Denmark. And so like they were noble people, right? Not like noble, but like nobles.
Sure.
You know what I'm trying to say? And so they were relatively well off, but not like insane. Like, you know, like it was like you guys are doing well, but you're not doing like it was like lower upper class, if that makes sense.
Okay.
I don't know if... I know in middle class you make those distinctions, but I don't know if in upper class it's lower upper class.
Oh, they make those distinctions for sure. I was actually just talking to our neighbor drove me to the airport this morning.
Yeah.
And she was talking about how sometimes her boss will say stuff that she goes, oh, you have money and you don't realize you have more money than all of us do. And so, because I was talking, we just got back from our vacation, and the whole time of that vacation, I was like, this is pretty nice, but I'm also seeing a lot of, you know, what's this part of your body, right? Like between your shoulders, like right here where your neck
spine.
And your shoulder. Yeah, just like top of the spine, a lot of spine tats for a resort. And I go, oh, this isn't where rich people hang out. You know,
yeah,
I was like, we're in our 20s and we can afford to be here.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of, you know, people in their 40s and 50s who are there, and I go, see, you're not rich.
But they're
at the resort.
Yeah.
But we can afford to be there.
Okay.
You know?
It's like a cruise.
Yeah, you kind of. We're better than a cruise. That's what I'm saying. There's levels. This resort was better than a cruise. And a cruise is all fine. I perform
cruises
on them. You know,
great.
Whatever. That's
we
great.
Love
I
cruises.
Love them. I love them. All right. No, I'm saying there's also like she was like my neighbor was saying, she's like, I've heard of these clubs. And I said, oh, have you?
Oh.
these clubs are like the billionaires hang out.
Yeah,
and they only
want
to hang out with each other.
Interesting.
And I was like, yeah, they don't want to be around the poors. But when they say the poors, they mean millionaires. You know what I'm saying? When billionaires are like, billionaires oh, are poor like, people, oh, they mean millionaires.
Yeah, I can imagine
they don't even think of us
way.
As people, dude.
Yeah. That's...
And I don't think of you as people.
So this guy is
was
lower.
Born into like a. Was he born into a resort family? Like a,
I think he was born into a resort family
or a cruise ship
I would say
family.
It's not a cruise ship family.
Because cruise ship is definitely above road trip families.
Yes.
That's down there.
Yes. He's above cruise ship. He's in resort family, right?
Okay.
All inclusive resort family.
Sure.
That's
oh,
where he is.
Wow.
He's doing
fancy
well.
Fancy stuff.
He's doing well, right? I mean, he's an infant. He's not doing anything, but his family's doing well. And, but here's the thing.
He's not contributing at all.
Here's the thing. His uncle, father's brother, goes by the name Jorgen. That was his birth name. That's the name he was given.
Love
That's
it.
Why he goes by it. Jorgen, he was upper class. He was the 1%. In fact, he actually owned 1% of Denmark. Like actually physically.
That's interesting because our 1%ers own 30%. So pretty wild. Maybe catch up.
It is a little, it's different. But he was.
Did you see that? This is a total, but we did an episode about BlackRock.
Yeah.
But did you see the legislation that's proposed?
No, what was
that?
That
would outlaw companies from owning single family homes?
Interesting.
Or it being part of investment portfolios?
Interesting. Investment portfolios is interesting. We could talk about this at the after fiddle. I have thoughts. Mm-hmm. That is interesting. So Jorgen, his uncle Jorgen was 1%.
It won't get passed, but
incredibly wealthy.
Sure.
An ancient billionaire. And I don't know if we can call ancient.
He owns
1500s.
The cruise ship.
The cruise ship is too poor for him.
He's got a cruise ship in the sky. They had that figured out back then too. And then we lost it.
And then we lost it in the mud floods.
It's too
No, Jorgen. So Jorgen, for whatever reason, one day was like, man, this kid, I wish he was mine. And so he kidnapped him. So he kidnapped Tycho.
Oh man, I love my nephew. I love my nephew. Gosh, my nephew's awesome. I love my nephew. You're my son now.
You're my son.
I love my son.
And
he's contributed to my wealth. What a psycho, dude. This is his brother's kid.
Yeah, and so
I'm so jealous of your brother that you're gonna steal his kid.
Which is crazy because you're the rich one.
My high school girlfriend and my firstborn.
So Adi and Beatty are like, hey, you kidnapped our son. And then they're like, wait a second. They're like, hey,
you kidnapped our kid.
But then they think about it. They're like, wait a second.
He's
fine.
Wait
a second.
He'll be better off.
He's 1%. We're lower upper class.
What are we going to do about it?
We're
Is that kind of what it is?
No, it was more of like, hey, like, honestly,
our kid's gonna have a better life.
I don't know if it was even that. I think it was more, hey, right now we're all inclusive resort.
Honestly,
family.
Dude, without a kid,
we cut that kid out.
Shut up. No,
like we're a different level.
No way.
Because they jumped into it pretty quick and they were like, I don't know if this is for us. And Jurgen was like, I think it's for me. And then they were like, they're honestly, like,
that
we
does
do
sound like
two,
it's for you.
Actually, like now that you say that, like that does sound kind of great. I don't know if it was, I don't know. But that's what it seems like.
Yeah, that's what a lot of kids are doing these days.
Letting their uncles kidnap them.
Oh, no. I wasn't saying, like, what's the kid going to do?
No, yeah. So he gets...
A lot of people are letting family members raise their kids so they can go buy tattoos and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, it's me again. Thanks for being here for this episode. If you like what we're doing, it does cost us money to do this. And so just think about that. You know, that's it. I'm kidding. No, we have Patreon supporters and it really helps us to make this show possible. Honestly, we're so grateful for everyone who listens to the show. But there's people who want to make more of it happen. And so they financially support the show and you get a lot back for it. You get our private Discord where we chat every day. We're hanging out and just getting to bond and hang out. We also do live Zoom hangouts for our Patreon supporters. You get exclusive merch. It's a good time. There's a lot in it for you. And it's a lot in it for us because we get to know you better. You know, you're not just a number in a stat board or whatever, but you know, you're our friends and we appreciate you a lot. So consider doing that. If not, then you can listen to this dumb little ad because that's how we're going to get money from you. We're going to leech from you either way. We're going to get paid. We're in this for the cold hard cash, baby. Anyway, here's an ad.
How do they get it though? I realized I forgot to put a CTA in mine.
Oh, damn. You were doing gum it.
Yeah.
They can text Tillin to 66866.
Thanks, Jared.
This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. This time of year is interesting because everybody's kind of coming out of their winter hibernation and wanting to go do stuff. And if you're anything like me, that's not great. Not because you don't like your family or you don't like your friends or anything like that, but because your social battery drains pretty easily and you need more time to recharge than a lot of other people in your life. Last summer, I was not great at this. I let myself do way too much and I got really, really drained and it was a rough experience all around. Luckily, I've got a therapist who does a great job helping me set my boundaries and keeping me accountable to my boundaries, especially in areas like this. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's completely online, it's flexible, it's convenient, and it fits literally any schedule. It's really easy to sign up. All you got to do is fill out a brief questionnaire and you'll get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/tillin today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/tillin, TILLN. Thanks again to BetterHelp for sponsoring this episode. So he starts living with his uncle dad.
Dunkle.
Dunkle. Dunkle Jorgen. So Uncle Daddy Jorgen brings him in and starts raising him. And he's like, you're going to be a lawyer. Lawyers are rich. And so he sends him to law school.
He goes, I want to be an artist.
And he's like,
that's too bad. That's too bad.
And so he starts learning law.
Sure.
He's going to law school, learning all this stuff in Denmark. Yeah. But while he's in law school, one day he looks up at the stars and he's like, those are really cool.
I love them. I love those stars.
Gonna kidnap the sun.
We're gonna steal the sun.
And space was like, I mean, honestly, like we kind of
honestly, we don't really like it that much. We hate the sun. Without it, I think we could be cruise ship people. Wow.
Life would be so much better without this stupid sun up here in space.
Would you let me take your kid?
Would I let you take my kid?
Yeah.
It depends on the kid.
All right.
Like, let's be honest. Like, you can't really control what they end up.
How long do you have a child before you go, this is not for me? Because I remember when I first got my cat, there was a couple weeks there where I was like, I don't like this cat.
I
got to get him out of here. But now,
statistically, it's around 6 or 7, right?
Now I die for that cat. But that's what I'm saying is how long until a kid grows on you, you know?
Yeah.
I've heard it's supposed to be immediately with like evolution and like a parental
connection thing. Yeah.
Response stuff. No. But I don't believe that.
Sometimes it might not be.
Yeah. Not in God's 6,000 years have I ever heard a story.
So he attended law school.
Tim doesn't like that joke.
He attended law school.
All right.
And he saw the stars and he was memorized by them. Mesmerized.
Yeah.
I'll never forget
those
you.
Stars know me, dude.
So he...
These stars have memorized my heart.
So he starts kind of like secretively studying the stars.
Because yeah, can't let his uncle dad know.
Uncle dad, he would be pissed.
Yeah, he's so mad, dude. He's like, you're studying law? Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
The law is down here, dude. Put your neck down. What are you doing?
Tell me a law. Give me any law. Say one law. It gives him Newton's third law.
I was going to say law of gravity.
And so he starts kind of secretively studying.
Had Newton done astronomy. His laws yet?
I don't think so. When did Newton do his laws? When did Newton do his laws? 1687. So no.
Oh wow! Like a whole 100-something years before.
Right ahead of Newton.
So he said it, dude. That's what he casually just ripped it off. He's like the law of gravity.
Law of gravity.
And his uncle dad was like,
"What the heck is gravity?"
He was like, okay. "Shut up and start talking about."
Shut up and arrest somebody. That's what lawyers used to do before the cops.
That's also what the beginning of every cops episode in the 90s was. Shut up and arrest somebody, dude. You ever watch cops reruns? It's aggressive. Like, I can't believe they did that stuff, you know?
Yeah.
I can.
So he's studying
sure
law, but also studying astronomy in his free time as like a hobby, right?
That's fine.
Well, Jürgen one day was walking down... the road. Uh-huh. Walking down the road next to the river, and he sees you're not gonna believe this, rolling down the river, a body. And as it gets closer, he realizes it is the Danish king Frederick II. And Jürgen says, "My king," and he jumps in the river and rescues King Frederick from this river. And so what had happened was Frederick had a good night last night, was out drinking.
Oh, and
fell in the river in the morning. And Jürgen happened upon him in the morning.
Finds him in the river and says, he is one of us now.
Says,
raise him as an Egyptian, right? And years later,
him and Tycho, they used to do chariot races.
That's what I was trying to go at. Yeah. Anyway, go ahead.
He rescued King Frederick from the river. And it was like this huge deal, right? Because obviously... this guy's already a big deal, but then he saves the king. Huge deal. Right?
I don't know. Pretty convenient. the conspiracy theorist in me says, just goes, he pushed him in that river.
Says King Frederick was drunk enough to not remember what was happening. He didn't even fall in the river.
History is written by the victors.
He just dumped a bucket of water on him and was like, I saved your life.
And he's like,
oh my gosh, there's not even a river in the whole country.
He's like, thank you.
I fell in the river and everyone's like, what river?
They got him really drunk, got him really wet, and then left him outside, and they were like, he's going to freeze to death. He's we know what we're
freeze.
Doing.
Freeze. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then they made him eat some nails.
Yeah.
He's really rude. So he rescued the king.
That's what I'm saying, though. You get what I'm saying. He definitely pushed him in the river.
Well, I don't know, because the way the story ends, this is just the beginning.
The king goes, hey, I didn't want to be rescued.
The king pushes him in the river. No, the way the story ends is he gets a fever and he dies.
The king?
No, Jorgen, Uncle Daddy, Uncle Father.
Oh, he gets a fever from jumping in the river.
From jumping in the river. He gets a fever and he dies. And so that ends up killing him.
Backfired.
I don't know if it was intentional. I think he was genuinely saving the king. I don't think
he meant to catch a fever.
Well, I mean, I guess he could have done it and been like, oh yeah. And then been like, shoot, I got sick. That's karma.
That's what I'm saying.
That's karma. So Uncle Father dies. Tycho is the heir. And so he inherits.
And how old is he now?
He's like 16. So he inherits everything.
Jeez.
And he is just stupid rich.
I think about that, how Patrick Mahomes has an insane amount of money.
Yeah.
And now other professional athletes have had contracts that size.
Yeah, bigger.
But he's younger than you and me.
Yeah. 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 It's a little insane.
Could you imagine?
Yeah, I could. I do all the time.
I think about it nonstop.
That's all I think about.
Awake at night. It's the only thing I think about. I am not in the billionaire weird club that they've got, but I am in fact a road trip person.
Yeah, I am. I'm someone that they don't recognize as human.
Wow.
But I think about it
every day.
Yeah.
When I'm looking at the stars. So what's he doing with his money?
So he says,
I'm going to buy this star.
Well, he says, I don't have a lot of money. Yeah, it's only 50 bucks a night. Can you believe it?
Crazy,
that?
Dude.
It's my star.
Bought it for my cat.
So he says, forget this law stuff. He says, I'm not going to study law anymore.
Yeah.
He says, now, what I'm going to do instead is I'm going to do space stuff. But I don't think they realize it's space yet. I'm going to do sky stuff, nighttime sky stuff.
Okay. When do they know the Earth's round?
I mean, I think they knew the Earth was round already.
When did they know the Earth's not the center of the universe?
I think they knew already.
When did they know? I mean, I don't know. I guess I don't know how the past works. I don't know what they knew, what they didn't know.
I mean, they knew a lot of stuff at this point. Here's what I'll tell you. They knew there was a lot of stars up there, and they had tracked the stars. There wasn't like great telescopes to envision all this stuff yet. So like they could only see so much.
Okay.
You really could only see stuff with the naked eye. But they had tracked a bunch of paths of stars and figured out where they were moving and that they do move and that it's not us that's moving, it's the stars that are moving. Like they knew that for sure. I know they knew that for sure because of some of his discoveries. Everything else, I don't know what they knew.
Sure.
But so he starts studying that and he starts studying a couple other things that were like kind of interesting to him. So he went to this university and so he started studying medicine and alchemy and, you know, just some random other side interests.
Sure.
And he's at a party one night. He's now college age.
Is alchemy essentially just like what we would do is like pharmacy?
Yeah, it's pharmacy.
Yeah.
Alchemy is pharmacy.
Right.
But it's...
We're a little more mystical.
Yeah, it's pharmacy with black robes instead of white robes. Yeah.
Sure.
Similar.
It's a little witchcraft.
It's a little witchcrafty.
Sure.
But it's not any more than now. Anyways, so he's in university. And he's studying and him and a bunch of friends throw a party one night and he starts arguing with this guy about who's the better mathematician. Because at the time that was like who's
the hottest.
Like who can bench more.
Yeah.
he's like, I know a lot of math. And he's like, I know more math. And so they are arguing about it, going back and forth for a while.
Impress a girl or what?
I don't know. I'm who knows? Probably. Maybe. I don't know. And this fight escalates.
They both end up in the river.
Well, it escalates to the point where they say, let's have a duel.
I love it.
With swords. This is what they have.
Yes.
No guns yet.
When do people find out about guns?
I think they discovered them in like 17 something. I don't know, 16 something. They're close. They're soon. They're coming quick. They're coming quick.
It's probably after this duel. Because, man, that would have been greater if I had a shooty sword. If I had a sword that I could...
He's like, think about shooting stars, but if I could do that from my hand. So he invented it. No, so they had this sword duel, and he lost. And a part of losing meant that in the sword duel, his opponent, the other mathematician, who probably not as good of a mathematician, but a better sword fighter, sliced him across the face and gave him a nice little scar in his brow, and also cut off his nose.
Oh, that's why his nose bust.
That's the nose bust. That was his nose, but it wasn't a nose. You know, it was a prosthetic. So he had a bronze nose he made, and he glued it on his face every couple weeks.
Well, that's not in the painting.
Yeah. So it is in this painting.
He looks like the Burger King king.
So he had a variety of noses.
He cut off his nose?
Yeah. So he had a variety of noses. He had a bronze nose.
I'm going to shut up so you can get to the interesting stuff about these people. For so long, you're just rambling about Uncle Daddy's. And then all of a sudden you go, and he didn't have a nose. He had a bronze nose. Oh, I'm sorry. What was that?
Yeah. So he didn't have a nose. He had this bronze nose. And
okay.
He had an assortment, actually. He regularly wore... The bronze was his daily wear.
He's got different noses for different outfits. Yeah. That makes sense.
So he had a silver. He had a gold for special occasions.
Sure.
He had a wooden one. He had all these different...
stupid little wooden nose.
Different noses for different... You need different noses for different things, you know?
You go to like a cobbler? Who makes the noses?
I don't know. He's the 1%. He's got a nose guy.
He's got a nose guy.
Yeah, I got my nose done.
I've got a nose guy who does all my nose stuff. And then I've got a nose guy who's just knows a lot of stuff. He's very good mathematician. This is like a North Dakota accent
here.
For some reason.
I get what you're saying.
He just knows a lot of stuff.
He just knows things. I broke my...
So in that painting then...
Yeah.
Is this before the duel, or did they just paint him with a human nose?
I don't know if this was before the duel or if they did him justice. I could not tell you. I don't have an answer to that question.
Sure.
But yeah, so he lived his life noseless.
Oh, cool. It sounds like you're at the end of the episode right now. Yeah, so he lived his life with no nose.
No, this is just the beginning. He's living noseless. He now knows a lot about space and stars and science and things like that. Who cares? He does discover a lot of important stuff.
I wonder, do you think the sun shines off his gold nose like into his eyes? You know, it's got to be...
If it's bright enough, yeah, probably. It's
like a bright day outside?
Yeah. Anyway. Yeah. Hmm. And maybe he like has a matte finish on it.
Oh yeah.
I mean, I would figure he would.
Did he create a trend? Did other people do this? Did it become like grills?
I don't think so. Because you got to cut the nose off to do it. I guess other people could have. I mean, we probably would know. Like, we probably would around this time see a lot of people with little nose things, if that was a thing.
I think that if I was rich and I had some kind of face deformity, I would pay people to make that a trend.
Yeah. So that way you don't feel weird about
it. So that way it just looks like I'm trendy and not.
And not
deformed.
Messed up.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a bummer. Anyway. That's, you know, you can feel comfortable in your skin, but so he's a big figure in science. He discovers a bunch of stuff about space and recalculated a lot of positioning of stars and their routes. And it was hugely influential, right?
Yeah.
He actually trained, Johannes Kepler, who you know.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. You know that name. Kepler?
Yeah. Johannes Fabrics?
Kepler. Joann's. You're thinking of Joann's.
Johannes Fabric Store.
Hello, is this Johannes Fabric? Excuse me?
This is Joann's.
Oh, no. I'm looking for Johannes Fabric.
My bad.
Sorry. So dumb.
That was a bad joke. Hey, don't call me dumb.
Okay, sorry. So stupid. So he called
me dumb four times today.
He's a big deal in science, right? Who cares? He goes into the woods one day. he leaves the house and he's like, bye everybody, I'm going to the woods.
Okay.
He comes back from the woods after hours out there. With, I kid you not, a full-grown elk that he has somehow like domesticated.
I'm sorry, what? Wait, what?
And he brings this elk home.
I thought you were saying he's like, he's killed an elk.
No.
You're saying no, he's like, I don't know, a leash.
And yeah.
And yeah. Dude, what's the pet it's policy of this Hampton elk. Inn? Am I allowed to bring my elk inside?
And so he walks back into his house, and this elk just lives at home with him. And like a dog, like will lay in the living room, lives
dude,
in the
house.
Dude,
it's so annoying whenever I'm like in bed, right? I get in bed and my elk runs in and just jumps straight on my chest, dude.
It's really frustrating when I'm sleeping and my elk is sleeping on the other end of, mm-hmm. like on the floor, but on the other end of the bed. And then it gets up and its horn gets caught in the sheets and it rips all the sheets off.
How big of a house do you have for an elk to comfortably live there?
I'm glad you asked this. So he had built...
Oh, goodness.
So
that's
Frederick,
pretty elky.
Remember King Frederick II?
Yeah.
He said, your uncle father saved my life. And also,
you can have,
I've always really liked you.
You're my son now.
No, but he said, whatever you want, you can have. He said, I know that's kind of already your life because you know you're 1%. But he's like, but now you're 0.1%. Now you look down on the 1%.
See, and this is what I'm saying. If I knew it was going to bring me those riches, I would push a king in the river. I'll push King Charles in the river. I'll do it. I want it on record right now.
Most people.
That I would push King Charles into a river. And I might save him.
If it meant I could get this house, yeah.
I'll try to save him.
I'll push it to king in the river.
Hey, thanks for checking out this episode. If you like this and you want more of our show, we've got plenty of other episodes. One of my favorites is Action Park, a super sketchy theme park that was basically overrun by teenagers and they just made the rules. It was in New Jersey. It was a wild story, but we did a whole episode about it and I think you'd like it. So when you're done with this one, go check out that episode. But for now, back to this one.
So he gave him this house and he said, I'll build whatever you want. So he actually got an island. He built him this island and here's a sky view of it. So this is an artificial island with walls around it. And then in the middle is his house. He's got all these gardens. But then on the corners, you see those two towers. Those are his science facilities. And then the other corner's got two more
towers.
Where
in the world was this? Do we have this on a map? This doesn't exist still.
I don't think so. I don't think it still exists. I don't know if we
the
have it on
island.
I know
would
it's
exist, right?
I know it's in Denmark. I mean, maybe.
Wouldn't the island still?
Well, let's palace.
This is crazy.
Castle of Urania is what it's called. Castle of Urania.
Did he discover uranium
today? He did. No, he didn't. Okay. Here's this. Let's see. All of the pictures. Ooh, here we go. Hey, what?
It's a subway now? The country in Denmark has a little island out there. You got to get to it by boat, and it's just a gigantic
just a subway. Okay, I'm going to be honest with you. I swear everything I've looked at said that this was an island, but I think it's just a land island.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
And this looks way smaller. So now I'm very confused.
Oh, but that's definitely it, though.
That's the same layout for sure.
Go back to your other picture. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. Which is interesting, though, because this looks... very small.
Well, I mean,
it's big,
it's next to this church. That's well, no, those houses right there.
Houses are pretty small,
pretty like normal size houses. Yeah. So, I mean, like probably you know, go back to the other picture. That
was in the center.
I mean, when you really look at it, it's only a three-story building, though.
Yeah,
you know,
and I guess if you look across, like it's like, I mean, you got 1, 2, 3 windows across the main section, and then those
yeah,
little
I mean,
porticos.
That's not, I mean, it's very, I mean, very decadent and fancy,
yeah,
but
this
is massive for the time.
That's true for the time. This is
yeah, it's like you know the 2004 Ford F-150 huge
today.
2004 Ford F-150 compared to
that's a good point.
Current
it is kind of like. If Mr. Beast was then, this would be the top of the top 10 video.
Yeah, yeah,
where he'd be
yeah,
like,
yeah,
I
yeah,
stayed
yeah.
in this hotel.
I stayed yeah. here for...
And this was the last 100
days.
He did.
How much time is he putting into these videos? How long ago is he doing those? Is that person just surviving a grocery store for like...
He's got them happening all at once. There's like, he's got like 12 kids trapped in grocery stores all over the world right now.
And like three of them don't survive. You can't put that video out.
You can't put that one out. And he just pays the family.
Yeah.
Yeah. He just pushes the family in a river.
One by one.
Okay, it's for a video. I'll pay you.
I love the stars.
I'm a big fan of the stars. Here's another view of this, but it's a little bit more stylized.
Okay.
But he's got all his science instruments. You can see he's got stuff to look at space around there. And I don't know. He does.
So, I mean, like, that's a real thing. It still exists.
Yeah. It is much less impressive, honestly.
Definitely not an island.
I thought it was. I swear it was an island. Maybe, honestly, it dried up. Maybe it wasn't a very deep island. Like, maybe this was. Maybe they dammed how
it's
it
like,
up.
You think so? Because as I say, you can see how it's like raised it up on the side raised. There.
Like, huh. Yeah, maybe there's a dam nearby.
Or maybe they just had a different definition of island. Like
that's
an aisle,
also
an
true.
Isle of land.
Yeah, honestly, that could be water.
Yeah, I mean, if your eyes don't work.
Yeah, I mean, if you're dumb. So anyways, so he builds this big palace and him and his elk.
He builds a moderately sized palace. As far as palace standards go, I would say that's an all-inclusive resort.
You're right. Honestly, that might be a cruise. Because even for the time, like you've seen some of those castles, those ancient castles.
I haven't.
Oh. Well, here's one for you.
What? What is this?
This is Tycho with his golden nose, but also if he was also merged with his pet elk. Yeah.
Oh, weird.
So him and his elk became a big deal in the town. Everybody loved Tycho and his elk, and he would go into town and the elk would trot along his carriage next to
him. And
then
his elk murdered three people.
Close. one day they go to a party. And this elk went to every party with him. And
sure.
The elk developed a taste for beer. And so at the party, the elk would outdrink everybody.
Shut up.
Because it's an elk and it can drink a lot more. So at one of these parties, this elk, I kid you not, got blitzed and tripped and fell down a staircase and died. And it broke Tycho. Like this was like his favorite thing in the world. Like he loved
what?
This
You're
elk.
Saying this elk. I'm sorry.
This elk, I'm not even
the
kidding.
The elk is not an allegory for something. It's not like
no,
some like...
No, this is a literal elk that he got from the woods.
So this elk is drinking at the parties.
Yes.
Getting drunk with all the patrons.
Yes.
And then falls down the stairs.
And falls down the stairs and dies.
So this elk is drinking beer?
Yes.
All right. Yeah. Top shelf.
I mean,
probably
the locker behind the shelf.
So top shelf,
yeah.
Alcohol,
yeah, yeah, okay, yeah.
So you're saying elk on top shelf? And then
I hate this, yeah. Elk on the top shelf. Everybody else was bottom shelf, yeah. And if you touch him, if you touch him, you die. If you touch him,
that's a different thing. Yeah. We should write a book for next year for parents.
Yeah.
Because Elf on the Shelf is a fun idea.
Yeah.
It's a great idea on like December 3rd. But like by December 18th, parents are stressed, dude.
Uh-huh.
Because they've run out of ideas.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. So we write a book with ideas.
Yeah. And just every year we put out our new Elf on the Shelf ideas.
Interesting. I think I like where you're going with this.
Yeah.
I've also discovered something while I was not listening to what you were saying just now. okay, look. This is an island. It just is further away from the island. So here's what I think. Here's what I think actually happened. I think he got the whole island. And I think they put this
just
in
where
the middle of the island.
That's interesting.
And that was his house.
Okay.
I think that's what is going on here.
Yeah, you just could not handle being wrong.
I couldn't. I had to figure out a way I was still right.
Wow.
So there we go. I think. Who knows? Or maybe the water level receded.
I mean, look at the foundation of his house. I mean, can you zoom in at all? Or
Not on this screen, no. I don't think so, at least.
Because that's clearly the foundation of the house.
Yeah, yeah.
That's really fascinating.
Interesting. So the elk dies, and it was a tragic thing for him because he was close to this elk.
Oh, yeah.
And so he started looking to fill the void. And so he's going...
to the woods every night looking for another elk, can't find one. But lo and behold, in town, there was a local jester.
Kind of looked like an elf or an elk. Kind of like an elk. And he is like, you'll do.
You'll.
I want you
I want
to be my pet.
You. close. So it was this, it was a guy named Jep. And
Jep?
Jep. Yeah. J-E-P-P. Jep.
Two piece.
Jep.
Jep.
He was a local jester. He was also a dwarf, and he took him in and he said, you're now my jester. And so he paid him. Like, this
sure.
He's not a barbarian. But he, Jep became the elk in his life, and Jep followed him everywhere. Jep told him jokes.
And he'd be like, oh, we're having a good time. Make an elk noise. And Jep would have to be like, ah! He's like, that's not
even close. He made him wear antlers.
All right. Good morning. It's time to ride around our island. He's got antlers on. He's like, you need to carry me around this island.
Yeah. Okay. Third of his size. And so Jep genuinely, I don't know if we don't have any account of what Jep thinks, but Tycho in multiple writings of his said that Jep was his best friend.
Okay.
But we do know
Jep is like, I'm just paid to be here.
We do know that he didn't treat Jep great.
Okay.
For example, he pulled pranks on him all the time. Just
great
practical jokes, which is best friend stuff, right? And then,
yeah, what kind of practical jokes?
I mean, it depends on the practical joke, I guess. I don't have any record of his pranks. I just know he pulled pranks on him all the time. I also know that he made him eat under the table.
I'm sorry, what?
He said the table is for me. The elk used to eat under the table, so you need to too.
The elk used to eat under the table. How big is the table? You understand what I'm saying? Like,
I don't know if the elk ate under the table. I made that part up. Oh, okay. But he did make Jep eat under the table.
I don't want to look at you while I'm eating. Okay.
Not like a great friend, but he said he was his best friend. But you know,
sure,
it's one of those friends where it's like, we're really good friends, but honestly, like,
hey, when we go to Hawaiian Bros later,
yeah,
I want you to eat under the table.
And don't acknowledge it.
We'll just be having a normal conversation.
Yeah, and I'll just be sitting under the table.
Just,
yeah, there's a lot of cops there. They'll arrest me for that, I bet. They'll think I'm high.
We'll see.
Yeah, it'll be rough.
We'll find out. Maybe you'll get tased.
You might be onto something here. So Tycho's life continues to be really weird. And he discovers a few more things, has a couple more successes, you know, whatever.
What's he discovering?
Science stuff. Like he figures out where the stars move and how they move. He charts them and
sure.
He discovers a bunch of stuff. It's really not, who cares? He does discover a lot of really interested in all the weird stuff in his life. No, he discovered a lot of stuff about stars and motion and the moon.
Sure.
And the way that all that stuff worked together. Right. And he trained Kepler, and Kepler was hugely influential. He was also really influential, but Kepler was hugely influential, you know? But Kepler and him had a problem because, Tycho wouldn't share his notes. Like, he was very secretive about his stuff. And Kepler was like, it's for the good of science. Like, we got to be able to work on this stuff together.
Right.
And he was like, no, it's my stuff. And he's like, but we got to work together. He's like, but nah, it's my stuff.
It's mine.
But one day, Tycho just up and dies. And everybody was like,
how old?
Let me check.
How long did rich people live back then?
He was 54, not 700 years. He was 54, which I think we were about normal lifespans at this point.
So right.
Like, this was a little young.
No, we weren't. We were not at 80-year lifespans. Oh, sure.
I mean, yeah, the poor's not even close, but he 54 was pretty young for a man of his status. And it was like a surprise, right? It came out of nowhere. And so everybody immediately...
He got drunk, fell down some stairs.
Everybody immediately looked to Kepler.
Was it, hey?
And was like, hey, we know you guys have been arguing about some stuff lately. And
what have you been arguing about?
You want to see his notes. Like he...
Did you kill him?
And so they were like, Kepler, did you slip him some mercury in his drink? And everyone was, and he was like, no, I didn't do that. So they started investigating him. It turns out he didn't. They didn't figure that out. But
okay,
they suspected foul play for decades until everyone was dead and no one cared about it anymore.
Yeah.
Until 2010. In 2010, they exhumed his body because some people were like, we want to know.
We want to see that nose.
We want to know what happened. Yeah, so that was his nose that they dug up.
Oh.
That was his fake nose.
It wasn't a bust?
Yeah, no, that was his actual nose that he wore. They dug it up.
And so, okay, imagine you don't know. You're just a grave robber.
Yeah.
Right? You're just a grave robber.
Yeah.
You don't know any history.
Yeah.
You're digging up graves.
I'm just out here digging up graves.
You're a robber. Yeah. That's what you do.
Yeah.
You rob graves.
Yes.
You're a grave robber.
Yes, yeah. Thanks.
You go to graves. You dig them up. Take all the valuables.
You rob them.
So you... Okay, so he's a grave robber. You dig up this guy's grave. You see a skeleton.
Yes.
And just a full... Like, just...
Nose.
What is that made out of?
This is bronze.
Bronze, I mean, nose?
It's 500 years old, so it just looks like stone at this point, honestly. But it's bronze.
Spooky stuff.
Yeah, that... you think, man, this guy's nose survived. That's a magic nose.
I can't rob this guy.
Keeping this nose. Should I eat it? What do I do with the... What do you do with the magic
nose? No, you're a grave robber. Find it?
Oh, that's right. You're not a grave eater.
So what you do? Okay, so...
So they
I'd say it'd be pretty freaky.
They exhume his body.
Okay.
Everybody thought up until 2010, they were like, somebody killed him. Somebody offed him.
So like for 400 something years,
yeah.
we can still tell?
Well, and I'm going to be honest with you. I don't know how they figured this out.
It's made up.
I don't know
they
how
made they, it up.
I don't know how they figured this out, but they were able to determine after exhuming his body that he had died
from the ghost of his elk.
He had died from a bladder infection. And the way
I say how okay.
I don't know how they figured this out, but they did. And what they figured was he was at a party with the king. And tradition said that when you're at anything with the king,
you don't
stand up before the king. And they were at the party and the king wouldn't stand up, but he had been drinking a lot and he really had to pee. And so he sat there and he held it until he gave himself an infection. And then a couple weeks later, he died. Not realizing he was dying from the inside. Probably uncomfortable, but not realizing he was dying.
Yeah, and he was dying from the inside. That's pretty crazy.
What are you doing?
I'm doing what you're doing.
I'm
right
not
now.
Whispering.
You're like,
I'm not even close to whispering.
He didn't realize that he had given
this
himself.
This is the true crime segment.
Okay. We'll put some music behind it.
Okay, cool. But there's no crime. It was just him trying not to pee and embarrass himself in front of the king.
That kind of sucks.
And so
that's a pretty 1500 ways to die. 1500.
Yeah, it was 1603 at this time.
It was a pretty 1600s way to die.
Yeah. So like 50 years before Newton's third law.
Yeah.
Or second or first.
Any of them.
Any law.
How long before his fig Newtons?
I think that was pretty early. So okay. It's probably only like 20 years. That came quick.
His figs.
He was like, I need to come up with a way to put these in some sort of creative bar.
Stupid.
He's like six.
This is stupid.
So anyway, that's Tycho Brahe. He had Brahe. I think it's Brahe. I really do think it's Brahe. He had a weird nose, a weird elk, a weird best friend that he wasn't very nice to. And then he died because he had to pee.
Well,
but he also contributed to the science. We don't want to undercut that.
Yeah, but like, there's all that stuff.
There's
about,
all that
you know,
science he contributed.
He figured out some space stuff. You know,
yeah, we know about some space stuff. He did discover the first nebula. And he was the first person to discover that there were stars that were like further away.
Okay.
He's like, see those stars or stars that are further? He was the first one to figure that out.
Okay.
Yeah. So that was a big deal.
He did that with no nose. So if you're listening to this, and you're missing a nose, or a couple fingers. Yeah. Or just look to the stars.
If you're listening to this and you're alone inside your bed and it's dark at night and there's a man in your doorway without a nose and a hat.
That's enough.
It just might be Tycho Brahe. Looking for his... Have you seen my nose?
You gotta go fiddle him off. Hey, thanks for making it to the end of this video. If you like this and you want more episodes, there's more somewhere around here and also clips from the show. But make sure you subscribe. Please do that. That really helps us. It makes us feel good. We look at the number and we go, oh my gosh, there's more people who like us. And it also just makes sure that you don't miss episodes in the future because we put these out every single week. And there's so many in the past, so many old episodes you can go watch. And you know, there's an entire season of episodes that we didn't even have video for. So you can go listen to those if you'd like to as well. Thanks for being here. We will see you again next week on Things I Learned Last Night. That's this podcast, right? That's this one?
Yeah, that's the one.
Things I Learned Last Night.
That's the one. All right, you're free to go.
Great.